Back home, and 1,700 food delivery riders have won landmark back payments from Foodora for outstanding wages and superannuation. They'll receive a total of almost $2.3 million in what the Transport Workers Union says is a world first for gig economy workers. The compensation is less than a third of what is owed by the company, which quit Australia last year after racking up enormous debts to riders and the tax office. But experts say it might still have wider ramifications for a sector riddled with complaints about exploitation and low pay. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
Former Foodora food delivery rider Joshua Kluger is pleased with the paycheck he'll finally receive today.
This has been a long day waiting. It's great finally to get some pay for what we should have been earning as riders.
He's one of 1,700 riders to win back payments from the company worth a total of $2.3 million.
At that time, 2 years ago, the pay for new riders was just dropped down to $7 per order, and that was just so low that something had to be done.
Tony Sheldon is the on-demand coordinator for the Transport Workers Union. He says this is a first for workers in the gig economy.
This is the first payment of its kind in the gig economy in Australia, and it's a world precedent. It does say to politicians, catch up with the future of work, because your communities are paying the price.
Foodora left Australia in August, owing riders almost $8 million in pay and superannuation, and has since gone into administration. Its administrators reached a settlement for outstanding payments with the TWU, but the majority of its 5,500 riders did not make claims. The union says the $2.3 million which it did dish out is less than a third of what it owed.
We've unfortunately seen over 3,800 riders who have not been able to be found, which means Foodora has walked away with millions of dollars without being held to account.
Foodora last year lost a separate unfair dismissal case against rider Joshua Kluger, who was sacked after blowing the whistle on its worsening pay and conditions. In a landmark ruling, the Fair Work Commission decided he was an employee, not an independent contractor, as Foodora had argued. Sarah Kane is an associate professor at the University of Technology Sydney's Business School. She says the pressure brought to bear on Foodora could have wider ramifications for the gig economy.
With this case, with the back payment of Foodora workers and with the unfair dismissal case that was won last year, there's not any direct legal precedent that's set because of our legal system when it comes to this kind of thing. So for me, I think that the value is more normative in that it begins to change what is seen as fair or reasonable treatment in the gig economy. So it starts to really provide an alternative view to this idea that all workers in gig work should be contracted and that gets to be unilaterally decided by the organisations.
Foodora is not the only company in the gig economy facing recent scrutiny. Last week, 6,000 Australian taxi drivers filed a class action against Uber, accusing it of operating illegally and causing financial harm. Many joined global strikes this week to protest low fares.
What these gig economy companies did is get in early, get in quick, and establish practices before regulators could regulate. And I think that's starting to come to an end. That first mover advantage in terms of circumventing labour regulation, I think that's starting to be challenged. So I think we're going to see more challenges. I think we're going to see more successful challenges. We're coming to the end of the idea that gig economy companies, because they do something over an app, can do whatever they like with regards to labour regulation. I think that's no longer going to be accepted.
And rider Joshua Kluger says that's a much needed change.
Seeing how many people are applying for jobs and why they're working and how they need the money to support themselves, to support their education, to get better jobs. I'm glad I spoke up about it and that hopefully positive change can happen and that the other workers can get what they deserve.
Former Foodora delivery rider Joshua Kluger, Eleanor Whitehead, our reporter.